Was your old nag Maggie always this slow? I want to be out of this forest before nightfall.
Maggie's a majestic creature, so stop complaining. Has it ever occurred to you that your name sounds almost like melon?
Garrick, why do you always insist on getting my name wrong? My name is pronounced Ma-Lon.
Yeah, uh-huh. Whatever you say, melonhead.
Sin Morin.
That's not fair. You know I don't understand your moonspeak.
And you never will, Blundeer.
Ears. Plural, numbskull.
If I'm the numbskull, why am I the one always talking us out of problems you start?
Oh, I'm sorry. I like to have fun now and again.
Sharpen those blades and ready your arrows, boys. Our quarry approaches soon. Be prepared for the signal. Master, I spotted a couple of fools on a cart down the road. An elf and a human, just like the client said.
Excellent. Give the bird call to signal our brothers.
As you wish, Master.
So, as I was saying before, this girl is one hell of a woman. She has the biggest...
Shut up a moment. Something isn't right.
Oh, I'm sorry for trying to tell you about my night on the town. Is the wind current not flowing in the right direction or some nonsense like that?
Enough joking. These birds are using their mating calls.
Oh, well, good for them. You should take notes. What's wrong with that anyway?
These birds aren't native, and it's not mating season.
So the migrating little pests are horny. That's not our problem.
Stay alert. Something's not right.
Fire all arrows! Make sure to get the horse so they can't escape!
I hear horse hooves. An ambush! I knew something was amiss. Garrett, look out!
Too late! I got my spleen!
Get your mare under control while I fire back at these cutthroats with my bow.
Seriously, you're going to kill us before those bandits do with all this crashing.
Someone shoot that bloody horse already.
Got it, sir. Taking aim.
Maggie, no!
Bloody good shot, boy. When the horse went down, the cart turned to splinters in seconds. Now for our quarry.
Damn! I think they broke my arm.
No! Not my beast, Maggie! I'll kill you for that!
Unlikely. You're surrounded, wounded, and completely at my mercy. Luckily for you, the client wants you alive. Tie them up and throw them on the horses.
This was the easiest job I think we've had yet. A couple of fools and a horse. They didn't stand a chance. Tie those ropes nice and tight, boys. We don't want them escaping.
Any tighter and you'll have to take me to dinner.
Please, sirs, kill me now so I don't have to deal with this ignorant mouse.
Hey,
shut up, both of you. Throw these two on the horses already. We're heading back.
I swear I have a small... there it is.
A knife? Of course! A master fighter like you would stash a knife somewhere. Quick, cut my ropes and let's get out of here before they notice.
Easiest job in the world, boys. Drinks on me when we get back to town.
That's better. These were starting to hurt. Before I free you, apologize for what you said about my mouth.
What? This is no time for your games, Garrick.
Say it.
No!
Say it.
No!
Say it right now or I leave you.
Fine, I'm sorry I said you had a flapping, ignorant mouth. Now cut my ropes.
See? That wasn't so hard. There. I've cut your ropes. You're free. Thanks to me.
Let's flee deeper into the forest while they're distracted by their...
flapping, ignorant mouths.
I think we've lost them. Let's rest against this tree for a moment.
Yeah. I don't think they'll find us here.
Why in the seven hells were those hooligans after us in the first place?
They kept saying client, so I wonder... I don't think it had anything to do with me shagging the Baron's daughter, do you?